It's time for House to Home with your host, Clyde Hozy, where you'll hear from local people who turn houses into homes all across the Inland Northwest, and you'll learn how to do the same. House to Home is brought to you in part by River Ridge Hardware, Avista, and Rada Paint. Now, here's your host, Clyde Hozy.
Welcome to another edition of House to Home. I'm your host, Clyde Hozy. You know, energy use is something that continuously goes on and on and on. And as you can see, the temperature and the energy use just keeps on going on and on. Joining me today is Tom Lenhart. He's with Avista, and we are talking about energy use efficiency. And Tom, I need help. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that this little black line is the temperature going down, and all these orange lines are you using more of your energy.
Yes, yes, yes.
When we see a difference like that, we like to stop and say, if my house is really being affected by super cold weather, I want to make sure that I've checked everything. So really, Clyde, one of the things we're doing today at this home is to see how well will an audit help us in seeing what's going on?
Well, Tom, we have a lot of items to be looking at, and we have been looking around, and today is a beautiful day as we can feel outside, but it surely can change, can't it?
So that's right. This is a time, Clyde, when we need to work on our house.
Right.
It's nice weather. You can work on it. Don't wait until you're in the middle of winter before it's time to work on your house, because then it'll be difficult to caulk or do any of the things that you need to do to stop the weather from being inside your home.
Well, with that all being said, Tom, are you ready to go through and let's take a look at this home and see how energy efficient it can be and not have problems like this next year?
I'm ready to go.
Let's go. You know, Tom, here is a real idea that took place some time ago, was to put a new outside slider door, but look at what happened. This is picking up that we have some air coming in and out, right?
Yeah, there's a little air leakage around the entire outside of that particular
right
unit. The other thing we've seen here too is that perhaps when the door was put in, the casing wasn't insulated between the door and the rest of the home. We can actually see in this picture, well, we can see our reflections.
Right, right.
That's not real. That's just a reflection. That's Memorex. And then up on top, you can see that if you wanted to pull the trim on that door, you could insulate that upper portion a little bit and probably help a little bit.
You know, we were talking to the owner and we said, you know, these are just some areas that you can go throughout the house and you begin to fix that problem, as you say, over the top of the door, and affix any of the areas that we're pointing out here today by this infrared. And it'll all help in the long run.
That's absolutely right. I think the other thing to think about is that when you're looking at the infrared pictures here, you should think about the fact that on the outside, you might want to just caulk, and then anything that's coming in around the outside would go away. So these blue areas up here on the corner, if you caulk the outside, you might stop those blue areas from coming in as well.
Exactly. You know, that little gap around that door, folks, makes a big difference, and that's one of those little gaps, and it needs to be fixed.
That's right.
And done right. Okay, Tom, what are you seeing here now above this? This glass was put in recently, I would assume, in the last few.
Yeah, this is a full glass replacement where it was an older single pane window, and they just actually made a wider spot for the pane and had a custom piece of double pane made. And it actually
Which
works.
Which is good.
Yeah, it actually works pretty good. And you see this thin line, and that's really the thin line of where the air might be coming around just a little bit, but that's a normal line. What isn't quite so normal is if you look above this, which is, it's underneath the, it's inside the soffit area here.
Right.
Looks like we may be missing some insulation right above this particular window. See how over here it's not quite as blue, but over here we have a really blue spot that's just behind this soffit. So maybe pulling the soffit and doing a little bit of caulking against the wall might work.
And that would that can happen from just by dropping the soffit a little bit and opening it up at that point. And that will also really help you out a lot.
Right.
Because you got a lot of area up here that is just a lot of cold air.
Yeah.
You know, Tom, we have had a lot of fun and a lot of education here, but I am looking at my old bills at my own home personally. And without checking with the utility company, I would have no idea. And I'm seeing things happening here, folks, that you need to become educated. And that's what this whole thing is all about, right?
You bet. We we need to make you a really good buyer.
Yes.
If you're going to have to make a change to your home, whether it's buying a piece of equipment or fixing up the shell of your home, whether you're going to do it yourself or have someone else do it, before you can possibly do that, you need to know what it is that's causing you the most pain, what it is that's actually making your bills do this. Your bills are really good to see because here we see as the temperature goes down, your energy use goes way up.
So you know that represents $600 there.
And it probably also represents an envelope problem. So it's good that you did that. So one of the first thing you did correctly was to go to the utility and say, can you show me if I can't see it already? It doesn't matter what kind of meter you have. We have enough information about your home. We could give you data on what your readings have been for the past while. So you get that because you want to be educated on how much energy you're using at different times. After you get that, if it looks like you're using enough energy that you can't just put your finger on one thing, you don't have one bad furnace or you don't have a bad envelope, maybe it's best to do what we've been doing with these videos and hire an auditor. Yes, it might cost between $300 and $450, but those people who come to audit, they're not trying to sell you anything. All they're trying to do is tell you exactly where you need help in your home.
You have to ask questions, folks. That's what I'm really trying to really point out here. And with Tom's help, and Avista has really stepped up and said, hey, here's another option you can do. You know, saving $400, Tom, that's minor. That's minor. And folks, that'll give you a good return back for your money. You know, what we've seen here throughout all of our viewing of the different properties, Tom, above windows, little items that you can do right now and around the light switches and the doors, adjusting the latch a little bit, just things like that, they all add up to dollars and cents. And evaluation of what's happening.
It doesn't mean, Clyde, that you're not going to have questions, even after you know I've got no insulation above my window. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, how do I do it in a manner that's not going to cost me very much? Do I find a foam insulation company who can bore a couple of little one-inch holes in and fill it and then cover it back up? Do I have somebody tear the whole sheetrock off and do the whole job and put it back up? Those are still questions you're going to have and questions you're going to have to answer, but at least then you know exactly, this is where my problem is, and I'm going to start working on it.
Well, you know, one of the things is that, folks, if you're thinking about putting a new heating system or cooling system in, you know, ask your friends, how has your success been? Have you been working with somebody? Have you had good luck with it? But one of the things that I really do is that I want to talk about this, and I'm going to leave this in your plate, Tom. Ask for a certification of the product rating, and I think that's real important. What does that all mean?
Well, even when we're buying normal appliances, if you look at them when you go into one of the big box retail stores or something, it says this device uses this much energy, this device uses this much, and there's a scale. And I just bought a new hot water unit for my home. And I looked at, I was so excited because mine is on the very bottom of the scale. You can't buy one that actually uses less energy than the one I bought. And I think that's what we need to learn to be excited about is getting those things. And so these ratings, Energy Star, all things like that are things that just help us to know we've gotten a product that is intended to be one of the better products that we could have.
Well, Avista is stepping up. You've got to make contact with your utility company, and Avista, as I say, they're really going into this and really hard. You know, Tom, I think we're giving people, ask questions. Don't be afraid to say, that was a dumb question. No, it's not, because it's conservation, and it's actually comfort when I look at this in the wintertime.
And if you're one of our customers, or if you're not, if you want to just look at MyAvista.com, you can come and look at energy savings. See, maybe this video, maybe that's where you saw us. But come and take a look, see what you can do to your own home, and be an educated buyer of other services that are going to come.
Well, Tom, I want to say thank you. Thank you to Avista. They've been a great help, and I really hope that this is another way that it'll actually cause you to be more comfortable in the wintertime and not maybe spend as much money, but actually, you know, preserving some of these natural resources, which is energy, and that's what we're all after. So, with those thoughts in mind, folks, don't forget, call your utility company, ask some questions. Until next time, I'm Clyde Hosey with Tom. Tom has been a great hand on putting this all together. So, again, we say thank you. Join us next time on House to Home.
Thanks for watching. House to Home is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksMedia.com, which is solely responsible for its content. House to Home is sponsored in part by our friends at Rada Paint, River Ridge Hardware, and Avista. Ask Clyde a question, recommend a guest, or hear this program again on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or SpokaneTalksMedia.com.